Hoping to get natural gas service restored to several communities north of Boston before cold weather sets in, a utility company has announced a streamlined repair process. Crews working for Columbia Gas Company of Massachusetts will need to do repairs in at least 350 homes a day in order to meet the goal to restore gas service to an estimated 10,000 buildings in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover by November 19th. Before the gas can be turned on, the damaged underground pipeline system has to be replaced, and gas lines and appliances in individual homes and businesses must be assessed, repaired or replaced, and inspected for safety. In a conference call with reporters, Chief Recovery Officer Joe Albanese said it has been a massive task to procure the materials and appliances and hire tradespeople to do the work.
We know that when we get to our pace, that we're going to need to, or we're planning to, put in place 350 to 400 house-ready units per day. And we need to get to that point in the next week, week and a half.
An overpressurization of gas lines operated by Columbia Gas led to a series of explosions and fires in the Greater Lawrence area on September 13th. One man died and two dozen people were injured. What caused the overpressurized gas lines remains under investigation. Columbia Gas has hired 3,000 temporary workers, including pipe fitters and plumbers, as part of the gas restoration effort. Albanese said the so-called house-ready process will be synchronized with the gas-ready work of replacing the pipelines in the streets.
So we're hoping that it's days in coordination with gas-ready that the businesses are up and running.
An interactive map was launched this week on the gas company's website so customers can track the restoration projects in their neighborhoods.
We think that we've put together a plan that will be easy for residents to check in with and to understand what to expect when we arrive at their homes.
Of the estimated 700 businesses impacted by the disaster, priority for restoration work is being given to those that have an impact on human needs, according to Columbia Gas Restoration Officer Pablo Vegas.
So whether it be emergency response organizations, schools, food service, daycare, child care, things of the businesses of those natures, we are working to try to find a way to get them their gas service more quickly while continuing to work on all of the other residents and businesses that need support too.
He said the company's claims adjusters will work with customers to provide restitution.
We know that all eyes are on us and we're holding ourselves accountable for this. We know it takes not just action but words as well to show our commitment, and we are in this for the long haul. We're going to do whatever it's needed to regain our customers' trust, and we'll be here to support them as we get the gas service restored.
Following the disaster, the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities announced plans to hire an outside evaluator to assess the state's entire natural gas pipeline infrastructure. The DPU ordered a moratorium on all but non-emergency work by National Grid after a gas line overpressurization incident in eastern Massachusetts earlier this week. In late June, National Grid locked out more than 1,200 gas workers in a contract dispute. Their unions claim the replacement workers have committed numerous safety violations at job sites. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.